The governor of Tennessee says workers at the Volkswagen plant there made a big mistake. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 22nd day of April. Thanks for being here. In other news, Delta, the most profitable of all U.S. airlines, is raising non-union wages, and we'll tell you why. Hey, did you know that crocodile handbags are a no-no? Well, we didn't. Kroger and Albertsons agree to sell more stores. We'll tell you why that's going on. We've got the Wall Street Report, and companies are getting weary of employees commenting on social issues. For the interview, you'll meet Brett Roeske, who is a filmmaker, TV host, and the founder of the Flamingo Network that you can catch on Roku. What's it all about? Stay with us. But first, the news.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. The governor of Tennessee, Republican Bill Lee, doubled down on his anti-union rhetoric in saying that he believes the workers at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga made a mistake in overwhelmingly voting to be represented by the UAW. At an event on Monday, the governor said that the Volkswagen vote was a loss for workers. He noted that he has a long history with skilled workers, who, by the way, are not unionized at his family's business, Lee Company, which employs about 1,600 people in home facilities and construction projects. He went on to say, quote, "I think it's unwise to put your future in somebody else's hands, but those workers made that decision based on the individual circumstances of that plant. I think it was a mistake, but that's their choice," end quote. Meanwhile, President Biden praised the success of unions representing auto workers, Hollywood actors and writers, healthcare workers, and others in gaining better contracts. Coming up next for the UAW is a vote by workers at Mercedes factories near Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and that happens early in May. In other news, flight attendants at Delta Airlines will be getting a raise in pay ahead of that group voting to join a union. CEO Ed Bastian told Delta employees on Monday that the airline will boost pay for flight attendants and ground workers by 5%, raise the minimum wage for U.S. workers to $19 an hour, and set aside money for merit raises. It is the same strategy used by Volkswagen in their attempt to get workers to vote against unionization in Tennessee. The AP is reporting that Delta earned $4.6 billion last year. That's more than United, American, Southwest, and Alaska Airlines combined. It was Delta's biggest profit since 2019, before the pandemic affected U.S. travel. About 20% of the Atlanta-based airline workers are represented by unions, by far the lowest percentage among the nation's four biggest airlines. Delta pilots are represented by the Airline Pilots Association, but cabin crews, maintenance workers, and others are non-union. Flight attendants narrowly voted against unionization in 2010, and previous organizing campaigns failed in 2002 and 2008. Wall Street bounced back today with growth among the three major indexes, but did come off session highs. Those numbers coming at you in just a bit. It's not just you, but we too learn something new by doing the business news headlines. For example, we did not know that it was illegal to sell crocodile handbags in the U.S., but it's true. The AP is reporting that a leading fashion designer whose accessories were used by celebrities from Britney Spears to the cast of Sex and the City TV series was sentenced to 18 months in prison after pleading guilty in a Miami federal court on charges of smuggling crocodile handbags from her native Colombia. Nancy Gonzalez was arrested back in 2022 in Cali, Colombia, and later extradited to the U.S. for running a sprawling multi-year conspiracy that involved recruiting couriers to transport her handbags on commercial flights to high-end showrooms and New York fashion events, all in violation of U.S. wildlife laws. All of the hides were from animals bred in captivity. However, on some occasions, she failed to obtain the proper import authorizations from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, required under a widely ratified international treaty governing the trade in endangered and threatened wildlife species. See what you learn here? See what we learn here? Regulators are looking carefully at the potential merger of Kroger and Albertsons. The Associated Press is reporting that the supermarket chain said they will now sell more of their stores in an effort to quell the federal government's concerns about their proposed merger. The companies now plan to sell 579 Kroger and Albertsons stores in markets where they overlap to C&S Wholesale Grocers, a New Hampshire grocery supplier and operator. The cost? $2.9 billion. Under the initial divestiture plan announced in September, C&S had planned to purchase 413 stores for $1.9 billion. It is unclear if the new plan will satisfy regulators. In February, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission sued to block the $24.6 billion merger between the grocery giants, saying the lack of competition would lead to higher grocery prices and lower wages for workers. The markets reversed course today, and the three major indexes turned green. The Dow gained 253 points to close at 38,239 on the back of some earnings by Goldman Sachs and Procter & Gamble. The Nasdaq picked up 169 points to end the trade at 15,451, and the S&P 500 added 43 points to close at 50.10. While all closed in the green, the indexes did come off session highs to do so. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude fell by 8 cents at news time. The driver there was the fact that Iran said it would not escalate the conflict with Israel. Oil at $82.13 when we ducked into the studio. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.611% also at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about how companies are trying to rein in worker dissent. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that major companies are growing increasingly wary of workplace activism. Until recently, business leaders saw fewer risks in speaking out than in staying silent. That's why many voiced support for racial justice initiatives after the 2020 murder of George Floyd. But recent dust-ups at Google and other big-name employers show bosses are losing patience with staff eager to be the conscience of their companies, and perhaps deciding that the risks of getting wrapped up in heated social issues simply are not worth it. Costly controversies like Bud Light's transgender influencer promotion have made companies even more cautious about speaking out on social issues. Legally, the question of whether workers have the right to speak out on the job is far from settled, as First Amendment protections generally do not apply to the private sector. All right, stay with us for a conversation with Brent Roeske, filmmaker, TV host, and the founder of the Flamingo Network on Roku. What's all that about? Click ahead to learn more. And on a programming note, this evening marks the beginning of Passover, a major Jewish holiday. You can read all about it, by the way, in the Book of Exodus. The business news headlines will be taking a couple of days off. We'll return on Thursday. So if you are celebrating, Chag Sameach, my friends.